Hello, Nicholas?
Dan, how's it going, man?
Man, it's going okay. Matt, I should be asking you that question. Congrats on the launch of Mortal Enemy. Congrats on the
Oh, thank
book,
you.
the audiobook, which I'm currently listening to. Normally, when I do these interviews, I like to listen to the whole thing and then pepper you with nothing but fanboy questions. But
All right.
And I didn't get far, but you got a few questions from you're getting some from that. But before we get into all of that, please hype your social media, hype the book. This is all Nicholas, everything. Please go ahead, man.
Oh man, first of all, man, I'm so appreciative for you. I am a new fan of the show. I've started listening, and I just appreciate you and what you do, man.
Thank you.
Social media. First of all, any book is social media. That is Instagram, that is our Twitter, Facebook, everything. Website, mortalenemybook.com. That's where you can see what we're all about. That's where you can read about a project. It's where you can download it. All the links are there. Myself as an author on nicholasryanh.com, and at nicholasryanh is my social media.
All right, well, let's just jump right into the book, man. I'm digging it, but how? I gotta ask. All right, great story. I'm kind of. I know it's relatively new to those who are listening, so I'm kind of tiptoeing so I don't spoil anything for anyone. How did this all come together, man? This is such a great, epic look of. I want to. It is futuristic. It is sci-fi, I should say. But it's like, is how could I, it's like a new type. It's more dark sci-fi. You don't see that a lot. Everyone likes to shine upon sci-fi in the world of gadgets that could do everything. More of a, for lack of a better term, Jetsons type sci-fi. You went the other way. Like you took a hard left. So what made you want to look at more of the darker side of it?
First of all, I love what you just said, man. Like, thank you for that. In a way, it is kind of Guardians of the Galaxy and it's The Crow. It's definitely dark sci-fi, dark fantasy, and what you just said is sort of my philosophy on writing, man. Every time that you think it's gonna go right, I want to turn left. Every time that you think it's gonna zig, I want to zag. That's sort of my style and my approach. You know, part of the joys of, I think, creating something like this are taking the reader down a path, and when they think they know where it's going, to just pull that path out from under their feet, and to do it in a way that's not tricking the reader, but rather when it happens, they go, oh, that's what I want. I want that path pulled out from under me. I want to go in that direction. That's like, now that it's happened, I'm so glad that I'm here. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Okay. And I'm glad you said Guardians of the Galaxy because I didn't really connect those two dots until you just said it. Because even though there is a dark undertone, there are like, it's funny. There are like bits of humor in there in which that kind of like keeps me. Okay, now I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm just going to throw this out there. Sorry, spoilers. I am currently at the part where they team up with Cram, the world's worst magician. This is around the time they're going through. They already sort of kind of accepted Vaunt the way, like, all right, we get it, you're cursed, but we got a job to do. They don't say that verbatim. Like I said, that's just kind of where we are. And
Right,
then
right.
they're trying to figure out how. So they team up with the world's worst magician, who's kind of. He's a thief. That's just what he is. He's a thief. He's a con man. And like when you see these three very different personalities come together to form this super team, that's where the humor comes into play. Hello?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
okay, did I do it? Yeah, I feel like I ruined something. I feel like I spoiled it by that's why I'm kind of looking towards you like, okay, I can say that, right?
It's funny, like, I am what we would call a super fan. I'm what we would call a super nerd in many ways. This project, this book, and this audio is a love letter to all the things that I consume, that I love, that I enjoy. And it is funny. You know, I think it is funny. And these characters are like, it's like, you know, the Avengers and the Justice League and all this, you know, they're paragons of virtue. You know, these are the heroes that are going to do the right thing. And my heroes aren't necessarily like that. My heroes are going to give you attitude. My heroes are going to be the one that when you see them walking down the street, you, for whatever reason, you don't want to approach them. You're not going to do good things. You know what's going on. And I, in many ways, this, it comes from these characters that are sort of, they don't necessarily, what's the best way of putting it, but, yeah,
see, I told you it's not easy. It's not easy when you're not trying to spoil something.
Yeah, they're square pegs and they're round holes, you know. These are blunt instruments in many ways. Something that we should mention also.
Hold on, you're breaking up a bit. I missed that last part. Nicholas, you still here? Hello?
You got me?
Yeah, you start breaking up a bit. I lost that last part.
Perfect. One thing we should mention also is, you know, I don't think I did a very good job in the beginning of adding this up, but there's going to be two versions of the project, right? So this is a model for, you know, 450-page sci-fi dark fantasy novel that anyone can buy, and you can buy it, you know, in paperback, hard copy, digital, on all platforms, but also what we're talking about today is also this audio experience. And this audio experience is, as you're experiencing, as you're listening it, this is something that we really wanted to make next level, right? So these things that you're talking about, the humor and the darkness and the adventure, these are all things that we sort of bring to 11 by doing it in this very immersive audio format. So
one thing I dig about that.
Go ahead, say that again.
Yeah, one thing I dig about the audio experience, and that's what I'm looking at, like you for this to be an independently produced audio experience, you got some heavy hitters, man. You got Reed Scott, I love him, on Veep. You got Eric Christian Olsen, sorry, from NCIS. You got just throw it out there, Patrick J. Adams from Suits. I'm being a fanboy about this because I love those shows, and not to mention, you know, maybe I'm burying the lead here. Chris Pine, he kicks in a little bit. We all know you talk about nerddom. He is probably one of the cornerstones of nerddom right now. He's in Star Trek, Wonder Woman, among the many other projects he's on. I mean, like, this is an audio experience because you're like, oh, I know that voice. Oh, I know that guy. So, like, when you say, like, that geeky pop culture side of you came up, it showed up in casting, too.
Yeah, man. It's wild. Yeah, this is a hell of a cast. Yeah, you named a bunch of our key players, and the list keeps going. You know, it goes on and on. You know, we've got Keegan Allen from Pretty Little Liars. We've got Trent Belisario from Pretty Little Liars. Brett Dyer from Jane the Virgin. You know, so many people came out to play. And I think as you're reading it and listening to it, I think what you're what you're talking about, what you're responding to, is because it's so unique, because it's so different, because it's so dark and edgy and really weird, it attracted a lot of really great talent to the project. This is also, Sam, I want to honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a, it gives a wonderful experience. Yeah, it gives a wonderful experience. Hello? I'm still here.
Yo, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just saying, having that along with, I guess, that they come from that world and they want to play, and it's not like someone just reading it. These, especially the audio experience, it is, you're living it. They're into it. They're interactive to some degree because you feel like you're right there with them.
We wanted to make it like, it's almost, I mean, it's sort of doing it a disservice, but it's almost like you're listening to a movie. The reason I say it's doing it a disservice is because it's not exactly one-to-one correlation, right? It's not
right.
Like you're just hearing nothing but dialogue and sound effects. There's, like you said, we have a fantastic narrator, two narrators actually, which is Reed Scott and then Devin Kelly. So you're hearing the world painted for you by these narrators, and then when there's dialogue, the performers come in and play out their scenes. And then on top of that, we have this incredible orchestral score by Deborah Lurie, who is a spectacular composer, and she took on the challenge of being the first composer to score an entire audio experience like this. And then our sound designer is Sean Bevan, who is an incredible sound designer. He works with Nine Inch Nails. And, our sound effects are a character also. I really look at it that way. So mm-hmm. As you're listening to the dialogue and the narration, then these sound effects come in. They're almost like their own unique voice also.
It's theater of the mind, man. Like, granted, I didn't finish it. I just want to be straight up with you. You know, most people would have lied to you by now. I'm not done yet, but it is theater of the mind in which it takes you to this, like you said, this experience, especially, spoiler, they have to talk about the history of Vaughn, and they're going back and forth. There's some time jumping to find out why he's cursed and why they're doing things. And so when you see these time jumps, it's like, oh, okay. Like, most times in a time jump, if you're watching a visual medium, you get the luxury of having a younger player or younger actor play that character. In your case, you had different people, different voices, but you get immersed in this world where even though you're doing a time jump in a audio medium, you're still right there. You don't miss a beat. And that just shows to the credit of, like you said, the audio experience. I love the book, but I would totally recommend the audio experience because not only do you get the actors, you get to see them play, you get a chance to see them read out loud, but one of the things is, as you mentioned, the score, I know why I got a Nine Inch Nails vibe from it, because I was thinking, I'm like, oh, honestly, it feels like, and I'm a Nine Inch Nails fan, it feels like the album, if you remember With Teeth, I'm trying to think, what was the album right after that? It was The Lonely...
That were inspired by us beforehand.
Exactly. It was mm-hmm. It was With Teeth, and it was like Desolation Number. The one with Survivalism. I'm trying to remember the name of that album off the top of my head. I'm not Googling.
Yeah, they had a bunch of stuff, yeah.
I'm trying not to Google. But it was the album.
I'll make you a promise, Sam. Let's. I think you and I, we'll do more interviews to come, and we'll have a no Google prop policy. We'll just have to let our nerdiness stand on its own.
That's why you're here, man. That's why you're here. It's going to come to me as soon as this interview's over. I'm going to go to Walmart or something. Like, oh, there it is. It has Survivalism and Capital G. I think it's called Year Zero. But either way, my whole point of it, the reason I got that vibe from that album, because you use the guy from Nine Inch Nails. Now it makes sense now. I'm like, well, not that he's, it was just like, there's a certain feeling, there's a certain drama, a theatric feeling that takes you into this world, and I'm so tightrope walking this without spoiling things, because around this time, some crazy stuff in the book happens, and you stick with these people, you stick with these characters, because you know a guy who kind of, sort of, is like that. Although they're wild, they're not of this earth, they're fictional. You know a person, and you can relate to what they're going through, how they're acting, and it kind of gives you this sense of, what would I do if I was in this situation?
Man, I love that. And, you know, there's a relationship that develops when when these characters are in your ears, when they're in your head, when it's such a personal experience to have a story told to you without any visuals, just in your brain, just what's conjured by the words, the music, the narration, the sound effects, the dialogue, and I think it's really special. And we took a lot of time, man. Like I said, this is an independent project, right? So this was just myself and my team, and we always joke we're a loyal band of sci-fi weirdos, right? We're just a bunch of people that came together for the love of sci-fi and fantasy and to make something unique. And because of that, and because we didn't have a deadline, because we didn't have anyone sort of like insisting we hit milestones, we were able to really experiment with the formula. You know, we have this fantastic director. His name is Bob Rapierzadeh. He's just one of the best directors going. And in between him and the studio, by the way, the studio is AGE Post, and they're an incredible post production studio. When we came together, we worked so hard to just like hit this sweet spot of like narration, dialogue, music, sound effects, and rhythm and pace, so that you get that experience you're talking about. You can just lose yourself. You close your eyes, or if you're driving, a lot of people listen to audio in their cars, so hopefully they don't close your eyes. But you sort of go into this trance as you're listening to stuff, because the world is created in such a way. But creating that like perfect sweet spot, It was really difficult and conscientious work. You don't hear any audiobooks like this. You just don't, because it's really hard to do. And the other thing is that, you know, this is the time where people are reading less, and we took on this challenge of like, let's do an illustrated novel in a time where people aren't really doing illustrations in novels. Let's do this crazy audio version in a time where that's a rarity. It's almost impossible to find something like this. And that challenge is what I think fueled us and inspired us. And the other fun thing is, this sort of might help answer the question of like, why did this cast come together, right? Why did a lot of people do this? Well, in many ways, what we did is just like I do in my writing, which is I zig when you expect to zag. We did that with our casting too. And again, this is really a credit to Bobber, Bobber Pierzada, the director. In our casting, we zigged when you expecting a zag. So to put it away that I probably get in trouble for. We have the most handsome leading men in Hollywood playing the most vile, disgusting villains. Right?
Yeah.
We gave these people a chance to play in a world that they may not necessarily get cast for. So we have some, you know, great, very likable, very performers you usually respond to. Because you like them and you like their energy and their chemistry, and then we have them playing vile, mutant, disgusting, hideous creatures.
Well, it's a chance to
get fun.
It's real fun. You get a chance to step out of the box, and quite honestly, I dig him as a villain because the closest we got to him being a villain was I'm trying to think, out of all his roles, was it Hangover 3? That makes sense?
Which character are you
I was
talking
talking
about?
about oh I was talking about Chris Pine.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's kind of like
But he's not really the villain in that.
it's just disgusting, right? Like,
Yeah.
spoilers. Like,
It's
I'm sorry for anyone listening.
No,
Like,
I know. It's hard to talk about these characters and talk about their impact they have without spoiling the book. Here's what I'll do.
yeah, you know, but we'll you and I'll give something away. It's fine.
We'll
Like,
All right, it's up to
people,
you what you want me to give away.
well, we can say this, right? Like, I'll say this. I've had people listen to the audio experience, excited that Chris Pine is in it, and then get to the end, and they're like, "Where was Chris Pine?" And then I tell them, and they're like, "No, that is what are you talking about? Like, no way." And it's like, "Yeah, that's him," because it's so jarringly different than anything you've ever heard him do ever
Exactly.
and will ever hear him do. But that's the fun of it, right? Like, when you hear him for the first time, it's like, it's insane. It's like, it's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, because I mean, it gave everyone, not just him, because even a character, an actor like Reed Scott is usually in a lot of his roles the snarky guy, the snarky sarcastic guy who's the fast talker, and this one he's the narrator. But he's being straight up. Everyone got a chance to play off what they're known for to some degree. But hold on, wait, because I know where this is going. What I want to do right now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, please check it out, whether that be on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Mortal Enemy Book, or mortalenemybook.com. Please check this out because I want my listeners to be involved in the conversation too. Because I feel like if, Nicholas, if me and you keep going, we're just going to read the book. We're just going to spoil the whole thing for everyone. So I want everyone to
Hey,
check that.
what? And we don't want you. We don't want you. You and I read the book. They're missing out, man. We got some great talent that made this thing. You don't want to hear us do it.
Exactly. So I want everyone to check it out. I can't wait till enough time has passed. We could call back into the show and we could go into it more in depth. We can have the audio book club, the experience, and we can really get into it. But for right now, the audio experience is available on all platforms: Audible, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, BarnesandNoble.com. If for some reason you want to read the book, you could go ahead and you could get the actual novel from all the places I mentioned, but you got to get the audio experience. It's just such an extra element to this great story. Man, you really rocked it out with this story. Nicholas, man, this is awesome. And I wish you much success. I can't wait for the new one. I only assume there's some stuff rattling around in that beautiful brain of yours that you probably can or can't talk about yet.
Dude,
Yeah, like I said,
all
I'm
that.
stepping very lightly.
I appreciate that, and I think maybe we're gonna have to, when we're back in the studio, recording the next one, I think we're gonna have to get you in there, man.
I got no problem with that. If you need a loud mouth podcasting, well, technically I gotta play. I would be the opposite of myself, right? So I'll be like very quiet, very like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We're
whatever.
gonna we're gonna we have to start That's our thing, man. We're gonna zig when that other zag. So yes, we're gonna get you playing totally off type. I hope you don't mind.
I got no problem with that, man. This thing's a winner. I can't push this even harder. Thank you, but I want to thank you personally for just taking out a brief time of your day, calling into the podcast, talking about Mortal Enemy to a guy who is, what you're seeing is a master class in restraint of me not asking every question I got thus far. and not spoiling it for everyone else. So this is what you tuned into, but I want to thank you so much.
Thank you. And Sam, I want to say one thing also, which is, like, you know, we all, like I said, we all came together and created something in it with the spirit of independent creation. You know, this feels like a huge project, but this is still massive labor of love from people who just wanted to tell a crazy, fun, edgy, cool, weird, funny, dark but light story. And so the joy of this part of it is really talking to you and to others about this crazy thing that we made. So really appreciate it. I appreciate your time, and we're gonna have a conversation when you're done, because I can't wait to hear your reaction.
Okay. All right. That's a date. We'll mark it down. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. You have a good one.
All right, dude.